Our next speaker is Jonathan Egan.
All right, and I'm here presenting on behalf of Jason Napoli, who is doing some Air Force Reserve duty this weekend. He was hoping to have been able to be here. I have no relationships to disclose, and these views are ours and not theirs. All right, so I'm going to start with a little public health lesson on things to avoid, which is house fires. Just briefly, we'll note, some of you know our house burned down this year. These are some pictures. Whenever I get a public forum, I like to take the chance to tell you to check your smoke alarms. That's your public health message. It saved my family's lives. So, all right, the other thing to avoid is low back pain. And from what we've heard, it's billions and billions of dollars. I'm not going to take as much time on the epidemiology piece as I might have, because for those of us who are just in the last session, we heard quite a bit here. Suffice it to say, it's an enormous percentage of regular physician visits, enormous part of direct and indirect health care costs in the United States, affects many, many people. Prevalence, lifetime prevalence is in the 80% range. Point prevalence, 15-20%, depending on who you talk to, right? Some percentage goes on to be truly chronic pain, and big individuals at risk for disability, depression, anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we heard a lot about that just now. We're going to focus a little bit on veterans. Veterans have a higher rate of these problems than the general population. A couple of different studies have tried to look at it. One on Persian Gulf veterans found that 2 to 5 years after service, somewhere from 28% to 44% of them were reporting back pain. Pain symptoms and diagnoses were the most prevalent medical conditions reported by Persian Gulf veterans, with back pain at 44%. And one study, it was an area basically polling their veterans that were seeking care. Among those who were seeking care, 47% of them were reporting mild pain, 28% of them with pain were reporting severe pain, and back pain was the most common complaint, almost half. And of veterans with chronic pain, over 80% is attributable to musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, and it's a huge problem among veterans. This was Persian Gulf data. We're seeing with OAF, a higher survival rate from blast injuries and some traumas, and of course the risk for low back pain, like chronic low back pain, would be great. Typical treatment, primary care provider is typically the first person to assess the patient. The most common pain management in the U.S. is over-the-counter and prescription medication, which of course are not risk-free treatments in themselves. And they may not offer sufficient pain control, especially when we talk chronic pain. We heard a little bit about this in the last presentation looking at prescriptions, Dr. Meeker's presentation. Opioids in the VA is really a big problem. Studies have found that patients, veterans with low back pain, that's one of the diagnoses that tends to be associated with chronic or long-term opioid prescriptions. So the low back pain especially is a problem here. Just some stats. Americans consume 80% of the world's opioids. And just in this 10-year time period, almost 1,000% increase in methadone sales in the United States. It's just huge. 1990 to 2002, in that time period, opioid medication poisoning deaths almost doubled. And in the same time period there, heroin deaths rose only 12%. Cocaine deaths rose 22%. 5,000 deaths in 2002 from opioid medication poisoning. Just some negative outcomes, obviously addiction tolerance. Depression complicates it. Depression and low back pain complicate each other. Monitoring helps, but it's time consuming. Like I mentioned, many with chronic pain find little relief. Some people say 30%. Obviously, besides opioids, there's a wide range of other possible treatments for low back pain. The VA is obviously looking at alternatives, as are other people. CAM is often sought when standard care has not been successful. In this study, we were exploring the incidence and prevalence of back pain, and I've touched on that a little bit. We're also looking at what types of CAM management were being used for chronic low back pain in veterans. Yeah, so there we go. So, methods. We basically did a review of reviews, randomized controlled trials, original articles, published in a variety of databases, which I'll talk about, looking for these keywords just to see what was out there. And data sources, we looked at these indices. Obviously, it's a study of CAM, and I'll talk about them all in a minute. We did index the chiropractic literature because also we're chiropractors. We didn't go to other specialty databases, but PubMed, Mantis, and CINAHL. The definition of CAM we used for the study was NCAMS, which most of you are familiar with. Just to give the highlight, group of diverse medical and healthcare systems, practices, and products that are not generally considered part of conventional medicine. They use the term complementary medicine to refer to the use of CAM with conventional medicine, and alternative medicine to refer to the use of CAM in place of conventional medicine. Obviously, Dr. Meeker, Dr. Haldeman, article about chiropractic at the crossroads, is chiropractic CAM or not CAM? That's a debate internally and externally. For the purposes of our study, we included it under CAM in the VA. So we did a database search. I mentioned the databases. We had one reviewer per database, and then one reviewer, which was me in the end, looked at any of the potential hits, looked them up, and saw if they actually were CAM, chronic low back pain, and veterans. I'll show you the terms on the next slide. The dates were from the beginning of the index for each of them up until January 2001. To be included, they had to cover chronic low back pains of vets. They could be a randomized controlled trial, review, original article. They had to be refereed. They were excluded if it did not cover chronic low back pain in veterans. They weren't CAM, and we didn't include abstracts, conference proceedings, or they were non-refereed material. And the last step on here is that we didn't evaluate the studies for quality, but just found if they were out there. Now, we did PubMed first, and after this, the numbers I'll show you will just be any additional hits that we got besides getting from PubMed. So these were the terms we searched, and the number of hits and potential hits. A lot. You see at the bottom of 38, actually many of them were duplicates of each other. So once we went through and pulled out duplicates, things that didn't meet the inclusion criteria, there were all of 5 references in PubMed that referred to some form of CAM, chronic low back pain in veterans. 4 of them were treatments: yoga, magnets, hypnosis, cranial electrotherapy stim, and chiropractic. And one of them was a survey about CAM use in veterans outside of the VA. But it was there. There's the references. Went to Mantis. Same thing. References there on the side. When we pulled out the hits there, they didn't give any additional articles that we didn't get from PubMed. So then, index of chiropractic literature. Like I said, we're chiropractors, so we looked at that one. And that one also did not give any additional hits that we didn't already have. And then CINAHL, actually a lot of potential hits, but once we went through and filtered them out, and there's a lot of really, actually very poor references. But anyway, had to look at them anyway. Once I went through those, that actually pulled up one additional article. And this, to me, was very interesting because this article was available on PubMed. I went back and checked. The whole huge number of search terms we did, and not one of them pulled up the article. And then we did it on CINAHL, and there it was. So that one is on hypnosis. All right, so results. The terms produced a ton of potential articles. Only 6 in the end covered CAM, chronic low back pain in veterans. If we limited it to back pain instead of chronic low back pain, there would have been a whole bunch more articles, but that would have been a different study. Searching PubMed was the most productive. Like I mentioned, the one other article we did get was available on PubMed, just didn't come up, interestingly. Discussion-wise, most of these studies were really small. They were surveys, they were case studies of a single case. Not enough, even though we weren't really reviewing the studies for this paper, there's not enough there to say anything about CAM and chronic low back pain in veterans right now. Some of the VAs, and we saw some interesting papers there, have begun to explore this concept of integrative health clinic, really doing biopsychosocial management, looking at PTSD and chronic pain and some other conditions, and chronic non-malignant pain. Really very interesting. Interesting to see where that goes. As far as limitations on this study goes, first, we didn't search all potential forms of CAM. We did a lot, but you might have wanted Reiki, and we didn't look up Reiki. But we basically did a whole bunch of individual terms. And in the end, we used the terms chronic low back pain in veterans. And if those terms were out there with any other form of CAM, they would have come up, and they just didn't. Obviously, the other search terms and strategies would have had other combinations. We didn't use mesh terms. That is a limitation, in my opinion, that's fairly strong. Yet, I go back to we had chronic low back pain and veterans as terms. And had they been in the title, had been in the abstract, it would have come up, and they didn't. An interesting weakness, the term complementary alternative medicine wasn't used as a search term. Complementary was, and alternative was. And the term CAM itself wasn't used as a term. Yes?
Is that because it's misspelled?
There was a misspelled thing? No. Thank you. This is care that you really like, and you like to tell the provider how much you like it. Like I mentioned, if we permitted low back pain instead of chronic low back pain, would have had a whole bunch more papers. We didn't do every specialty database out there, but PubMed really did cover a lot, and we didn't evaluate the research quality. So in conclusion, in the whole world, as far as we could tell, there were six articles, and in the English-speaking world, there were six articles on CAM, chronic low back pain, veterans. It's completely, that appears to be, at least by our search criteria, underexplored. And PubMed, as far as the search tool was, contained everything that would have been found the other three databases didn't add. As a postscript, last thing I'll show here, this Dr. Napoli just emailed me this the day before I left. So the 2011 survey of CAM inside the VA just is out. And this quote highlighted in yellow, "It is noteworthy that in 2002, chiropractic care was considered a CAM modality, but has since been reclassified as mainstream practice in the VA." Kind of a neat thing. So maybe we only have five articles now. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.